Agile Leadership, A Leader's Guide to Orchestrating Agile Strategy, Product Quality, and IT Governance. Author, Tony Adams. Agile Leadership presents the philosophy behind Agile Framework for Software Development. The author, Tony Adams, consciously and clearly illustrates how to use the framework. He discusses how to assure product quality while aiming for an optimized development. What's Agile? If you want to move into a house, one approach is to first build the house, furnish and decorate it, and then move in it. Another idea is to build the house one section at a time, to move into the sections that are complete, while continuing to build those that are not. This is the idea behind Agile, a dynamic framework for software development. The objective of Agile is to keep delivering working software. Instead of planning every step in the project, an agile team would jump ahead to the execution and deal with problems as they appear. Business needs change, and agile organizations don't just accept that change, they embrace it. So, late modifications and additional requirements from the client cause no trouble. While some form of planning is an essential part of the agile framework, the ability to adapt to change is what makes it more effective and efficient. The process and important terminologies. The process of Agile starts with creating a product backlog. Simply, the product owners elaborate their needs and expectations to the Agile team during the sprint planning meeting. In the sprint planning meeting, the team also discusses the idea of product and how it needs to be built. Thus, turning the product backlog into a user story. User stories are the units of requirements pulled out from the product backlog. They have to be estimable so that the team could plan, design, and test them. The Agile team divides these stories to tasks and delivery units that need to be finished. When the user story is too large, it's called an epic. An epic can be divided into several sequential user stories. After the sprint planning meeting, a sprint starts. A sprint is the iterative process in which the user story is defined, designed, tested, and delivered. Throughout the process, new stories can be added and old ones can be modified, hence the adaptability factor. While the work is being done, the team gathers daily for a daily stand-up meeting to check on the progress, discuss potential challenges, and prioritize user stories. Finally, in the end of the sprint, there is time to review and retrospect on the process so the team can learn from past mistakes and improve performance. The team also considers the VOC, voice of customers. They learn what the clients liked and disliked so they can better serve them in the future. After all, the objective of any business is to satisfy the client's needs. Needless to say, feedback is an essential part of the retrospection process. Its purpose is to measure product quality, product functionality and performance, team performance, the flow of the iteration process, the availability of tools and support. An agile culture must foster clear communication and must encourage the clients to share their feedback with the team. One idea is to create a client focus group, whose job is to facilitate the communication between the developers and the clients to coordinate the client's feedback with the strategic business goals. While such groups can be assembled in the end of each sprint, it's better for them to be part of the process from the very beginning of the project. Testing and quality assurance. In Agile, the testing process isn't pushed to the end of the development phase. It's a continuous process that's applied to every user story. Testers are involved in both the envisioning phase, where the requirements of the client are elaborated, and the development process. While considering quality, it is important to differentiate between two things, grade and quality. Grade deals with the number of product features. A product of high grade is one with many features, and a product with low grade is one of less features. Quality, on the other hand, is measured according to the CMMI, Capability Maturity Model Integration. The highest level of CMMI is level 5, which describes an organization that relies on innovation and qualitative measurements in both the development of a product and its improvement. The quality assurance needs to check everything from security to functionality, robustness, and performance. For quality assurance, several points have to be kept in mind. The collaboration of the testers with the rest of the team. The engagement of the team members with the quality and the client's feedback. The availability of a good measurement matrix. The best way to manage a team and work that can be distributed globally. Agile leaders. An agile leader must exhibit a great openness to innovative ideas, a passion for learning, and focus on developing and mentoring people, and an ability to deliver an idea or a vision to the team. In short, an agile leader is an inspiration to his or her team. The main goal of agile leaders is to create a product with best possible quality. It is also the responsibility of agile leaders to brainstorm new business opportunities and cost-saving ideas by looking at the client experiences and the market changes. For example, if the company is acquiring smaller subsidiaries, it will be more efficient and less costly to create one platform for all users from all subsidiaries to use. One has to look at the organization from above in order to reach an idea like this. So in any way, an agile leader is like an orchestra conductor. He or she ensures the harmony within the organization by synchronizing the work between different business units and departments while keeping the competitors, the clients, the suppliers, and the market changes in mind. The three key elements of agile governance. 1. Process. The process explained above is not limited to a certain project or department. It needs to be implemented all around the organization in order to create an agile culture. 2. Artifacts. These are the tools that help implementing the process, such as user story template or prioritization process. 3. People. Product development is more than clients and tech gurus working together. It's about the whole organization coming together to brainstorm ideas, make decisions, and exchange information. IT governance, strategy, budgeting, and communication. So often, a leader's job extends outside his or her department, especially if the leader is in charge of the IT department in an agile organization. While managing the IT department, a leader faces three main challenges. Strategy. It is naive to think that IT strategy of a commerce company such as Amazon or eBay is the same as the IT strategy of a utility company such as a power grid company. Obviously, the IT strategy changes according to the company needs, and it is the responsibility of an agile leader to synchronize the IT strategy with the business strategy. To do that, the leader has to have a prior knowledge of IT artifacts and processes. Budgeting. While synchronizing between IT strategy and business strategy, the leader needs to optimize the IT budget in order to cut costs. Here, the leader needs to consider the competitors, the customers, and the suppliers, and to look for opportunities to cut expenses. In addition, the leader has to review the outsourcing process to make sure the company money is spent in the right places. Communication. It is so easy for a business demand to turn into a dreadful debate between the IT and the business units. So, it is the job of the leader to facilitate the communication between different teams. People are different. They have different styles of thinking and different ways of getting things done. The leader's job, then, is to enable them to work together to reach optimum performance. Agile culture. Agile is more than a framework for software development. It is a culture that includes every department in the organization and every employee. In an agile culture, there is neither bureaucracy nor hierarchy. In fact, those things will stand in the way of agile leadership. The foundation of agile culture is a team that's capable of making decisions and solving problems. While roles and responsibilities have to be defined and clarified for the sake of creating healthy boundaries, the agile team gets to decide what opportunities to take and what to do about them. Thus, every team member has to be empowered with the needed tools and training. An agile culture entails open communication between everyone. There are no walls separating the departments of an agile organization. Instead, information between the employees can flow smoothly and there are no knowledge gaps between departments. Similarly, all employees should be aware of the market changes and they should clearly understand the client's needs, expectations, and pain points.